and welcome back to another episode of Why I Hate This Movie. I'm your host, Derek Rios, and with always, my co-host and heterosexual life mate, Danny Newton. Hey, Danny, how you doing?
I hate you.
So you're doing good. Good, good. Today we're going to be talking about a great childhood movie of mine.
Yeah.
Came out in 1992, mm-hmm. Three Ninjas.
It sure did. It came out in 1992. That was a very different time, apparently.
It was. This came out, I was like 6 years old. This movie really jumped on the whole coattails of Ninja Turtles and Home Alone.
Yeah, it really did.
You can tell it kind of just a bad knockoff of both of those.
This was more like Home Alone if Kevin McAllister would have beat Harry and Marv to death with a wrench.
Wow. That would have been pretty good too, though. But it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard to watch now. It does not hold up very well.
I'll give you this. I remember watching this young, mm-hmm. right? I do not remember this being this bad.
No. I really don't.
It was, this was painful. This is real painful.
I definitely had to stop it a few times and just walk away. It's just, Jesus.
Yeah. I don't even know where to begin with this pile.
So it starts off and we get the three kids.
Yeah.
Training with their grandpa, who's a ninja master.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bunch of training montages.
Yeah, it really is.
And
it's okay. Take your time. Work through it.
It's pretty. I mean, okay. Just comparing it to Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
Which was like one of my first big hobbies as a kid. Like I love Ninja Turtles,
mm-hmm.
and that was like the first real thing I can remember loving. And instead of it doesn't work.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work. You know, it has the three kids, and mm-hmm. it's pretty much you got Rocky, who is the leader, which is
Leonardo.
Who is Leonardo. And then you have Tum Tum, which is this Michelangelo.
Yeah.
And Colt, who's the bad boy, and it's just Raphael.
Yeah, he's just Raphael.
There's no Donatello.
No.
Because, you know, they just cut out the best part. We don't need the nerd.
Yeah, we don't need tech guy.
Yeah, we don't need tech guy.
Well, they're all kind of tech guy, but...
And then we got Master Splinter, who is Grandpa.
This felt more like Ninja Turtles, the animated series, than it did Ninja Turtles, the movie, though.
I mean, the animated series was fine, too, though, but...
Yeah.
And it just, right in the middle of it, in this training, Grandpa goes over them and asks them what a ninja is. All the kids respond with a few different things. One of them says, ninjas are good at tricking people. They're friendly to the environment, and they're fast. And then the other one says, ninjas are honest and good, and they love nature. And then Colt says, ninjas never take a fight they can't win.
Right. Would you like to know what a ninja is?
Yes.
A ninja, or shinobi, was a covert agent or mercenary in feudal Japan. The functions of a ninja included reconnaissance, espionage, infiltration, deception, ambush, bodyguarding, and their fighting skills and martial arts, including ninjutsu. They're mercenaries and killers.
Yeah, that's exactly. Ninjas were murderers.
Yeah.
That they were hitmen, mm-hmm. effectively. But they weren't good and honest.
No. No, not at all.
They don't care about the environment.
Nope.
None of these things besides... fast describes a ninja.
It's the bad guy ninjas are almost more ninja than they are,
I guess,
because I mean they're using guns.
Yeah,
a modern ninja would definitely use guns.
Oh yeah,
right,
they would adapt. Yes,
because they're just covert assassins. They're more samurai
there. So he's teaching them the ways of the ninja, but this is where they get it wrong. In like Ninja Turtles, they're Master Splinter grew up learning Bushido.
Yeah.
That was his father, like, or his master he trained with, right?
Yeah.
They use the Bushido code, but they just call them ninjas because they live in sewers and hide in the shadows and shit, right?
Yeah.
But they actually are more samurais, which Ninja Turtles 3, they actually go to feudal Japan and become samurais, I guess.
But yeah.
That's adapted from that, not from fucking ninjas.
I vaguely remember Turtles 3.
Yeah, they go back
in time. I didn't really watch it.
It was definitely the worst one.
Which one is it they introduced Casey Jones? Was that...
That's the first one.
That was the first one?
Yeah.
I could have swore. Was the first one...
Maybe... Where
they had, like, the turtle monster? No. Or was that the second?
The second one, they brought in the mutated monsters, which is supposed to be Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, that's not Bebop and Rocksteady. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm caught up with you now.
And then the third one, they go back in time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Casey was in there from the beginning.
Okay, I couldn't remember if he was in from the beginning or not.
Yep. So, just immediately, they get the whole concept of ninja, being a ninja wrong.
But yeah.
I guess they're good ninjas.
Well, you can't tell your viewing kids that we're training to be assassins so we can murder people in their sleep.
Pretty much.
Commit corporate espionage. Right?
I mean, you could, but...
Yeah.
It wouldn't be a kid's movie.
Yeah.
So then we cut away to their father, who is an FBI agent.
Who's white.
Who's very white. Yes. Their father's white. That's fine.
These three kids are very white.
Yes.
Grandpa is very Asian.
Well, they're related through their mother, who's supposed to be half Asian.
Who's Mexican.
But yes, the actress is Mexican. She is... Very Mexican. Yes. I think she's half. Her father was from Texas or something, but
something like that. Yeah.
So she's supposed to be half Asian, and then the kids, I guess, are a quarter or whatever. But yeah, it's a bunch of white kids.
Yeah.
The father's FBI agent, and he's doing a sting operation on this baddie named Snyder, who turns out was a student of their granddad's.
Yes.
And so he's trained in the ways of the ninja.
And he is definitely not Steven Seagal.
No. He definitely wants to be Steven Seagal, though.
Yes.
But Steven Seagal would never be a bad guy, so I'm sure he'd turn down the role if they offered it to him.
Right. They probably pitched it to him, but he was just like, well, why wouldn't I be helping their grandfather? I'm covert on the inside, getting to the bottom of this crime ring.
So he's also wearing like bathrobes the entire movie too.
Yeah. So they're selling guns and mortars. That's the military tech.
To the
guns and mortars.
To the Arabs.
I would have expected to have saw like missiles or something, right?
I think they probably thought the mortar rounds were missiles.
Maybe.
These look like missiles.
Yeah, close enough.
It looked like a spray painted Nerf missile.
It did look like a spray painted Nerf football.
Yeah.
It probably was.
Yeah, Nerf football. That's it.
they couldn't afford a prop mortar. All these weapons are way fake.
Oh yeah.
Way fake.
Which is my favorite part of the movie is just you have these ninjas who are just standing around out in open daylight.
Yeah.
Carrying ARs and stuff.
Yeah. Dressed in black.
Yeah.
Because
dressed
ninjas,
up as ninjas.
Ninjas dressed in black.
That's why we know that they're the ninjas.
It's bad. So bad.
They definitely didn't think out a lot of shit.
Wouldn't you dress your ninjas up as dock workers or something?
Yeah.
And conceal their weapons?
Nope. They're just standing around on the middle of the dock with fucking AKs in their ninja outfits.
The FBI totally isn't looking for us. It's fine, guys.
We can't find them. We have no idea where the fuck they're. Hey, guys, this guy keeps calling in from the dock about ninjas walking around with ARs on their dock. That's probably fake. Yeah,
it's
a real
nothing.
Ninja would never do that. Something that fucking stupid. But these guys, these bad guys, are the dumbest villains I think I've ever seen.
Every single one of them is so stupid.
It's insane.
It is.
Insane.
The initial three bad guys that the main bad guy sent to kidnap them, they literally sent like Bebop, Rocksteady, / Bulk and Skull.
Yeah. It was
to kidnap them.
It was their accountants.
Yeah.
Nephews. And he's like, I'm going to send my nephew and his two buddies. And it's just straight up. They're just California potheads.
Yeah.
They're just the dumbest people you've ever seen. The fact that these people aren't in jail already is baffling to me. They rob. We're introduced to them. they're robbing a little convenience store and just hanging in there, chilling while they're in the middle of the robbery, eating food, making phone calls, and then turn around, immediately hit a cop car. They should be in jail right there.
Yeah.
There's no way there's not a warrant out for their arrest.
Right.
There's cameras. I'm sure there's cameras in these shithole.
Well,
even if there isn't,
back then it might not have been.
Their descriptions pretty easy depended on these three guys.
Three morons in a van.
Yes.
And as soon as they rear in a cop car, the cops should just be like, hey,
I'm going to search his vehicle.
We are looking for three morons in a van.
I want to search his vehicle. Oh, you guys have guns? Okay. Yeah.
In California.
Yep.
These bad guys are just painfully bad. Painfully bad. It's just, I hate when a movie insults my intelligence. Even as a kid.
But that's the thing. As a kid, though, you're like, oh, it's funny. Adults are dumb, I guess. But then again, you're also making fun of the whole premise that all these ninjas are garbage.
Yeah.
Ninjas suck.
Yeah.
I don't know who's training these guys.
There was never a real sense of danger at all. You never thought for a second that these three kids were in danger.
No. Even all these guys have guns, they never use them.
Right.
There was two guns fired in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And one was the stupid getaway during the sting operation.
Yeah.
Because a stealth helo comes up, apparently, because it makes zero sound until it shows up in the scene.
Right.
And then Snyder just flies away on it. And that guy fires when he comes up, on the guy on the helicopter. And then the three potheads fire
at
the store clerk, just to make sure that he knows the guns are real.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
They might as well not have had guns, but...
Yeah, they might as well not have.
Because I don't think any of them actually know how to use them.
This is also another movie that would not have happened in an age of cell phones. A lot of these early 90s movies are just movies that would not have happened if cell phones existed.
They had the bad guy had a beeper.
He had a pager. And yeah, 92.
Fester, the main pothead.
Oh, man.
So we go back to the kids. After their training, they go home. They were out there for summer with their granddad out in the woods, learning to murder people, learning how to kill people efficiently.
Yeah.
And then we see the proximity sensors were kind of interesting. It shows that the dad, the grandpa had them, and the kids have them. Apparently, the parents don't know how this works, that they have proximity sensors in their house whenever someone gets near their door.
Yeah. They don't ever show us how it works either.
No, it's just magic.
It's magic.
But so the kids are starting back to school, and then they run into the bullies.
Yeah.
So we have this whole bully subplot.
They just steal their bikes.
Yeah, they steal their bikes because, well, they steal Rocky's girlfriend's bike, Emily.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, I guess one of them needed another bike.
Yeah.
Vanilla Ice. Yeah, one of them looks like Vanilla Ice, and the other one looks like Fat Albert.
Yeah. Just generic bully kids.
But we have, it's this whole subplot of like, oh, we're not, we shouldn't use our powers, or we can't
yeah.
fight.
Yeah, we shouldn't use our powers.
Effectively, because these kids are superheroes.
They are. They are fucking superheroes.
They, as we'll come to learn in the second half of the movie, they are pretty much superheroes.
When those three guys attack them with guns, they don't even flinch.
No.
They know that they're not going to shoot us. Let's do this. Let's just beat them to death, and they will not fight back. They will allow us to beat them to death.
But they think they're robbers, so there's no reason that they wouldn't think that these guys would kill them.
Right.
It's not like this, oh, they need us alive. It's like, no, these guys are just here to rob us.
Right.
No fear.
No fear whatsoever. No thought in the back of their head that my dad is a high-ranking FBI agent that's in a lot of bad guys' business.
Yeah.
Maybe they just want to kill us to send a message.
Colt even sat down and had a conversation with the mother about, it's like, oh, your dad's working on this. He's been working on this case for months now.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the file sitting on the desk right there.
Yep.
The picture's right there.
It's literally a picture of the bad guy and his grandpa together.
Yeah. And their grandmother.
Yeah.
So the kids are like, oh, grandpa must be a villain if this is his buddy and they're known associates. Yeah. Because all good FBI agents leave all their important documents just sitting on their desk for their kids to find. When it, especially when it involves their grandfather.
Maybe yeah. she's adopted. Maybe she's adopted.
I mean, maybe he's not the biological parent. Maybe yeah. maybe she had him before they met. I don't know.
It's true.
You know?
Yeah.
Stuff happens.
He's a stepfather.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. I guess I would have to see that since they obviously have no blood relation.
American Asian, okay?
Oh, my bad.
But yeah, so Snyder's whole thing is he goes to Grandpa to try to
He wants him to train his men because they suck.
Yeah,
they suck. They're getting real beat to death by children. They suck.
That's just a different level of terrible. And then the ADR whistle as he leaves, because apparently Snyder can't whistle. And this, when he whistles, he puts his fingers up to his lips and doesn't even make contact with his lips.
Yeah, he just puts his fingers in front of his face.
Yeah, and it makes a whistle sound and he walks off. Oh, what? You couldn't try a little bit harder?
Nope. Every time they cut away to Grandpa's stunt double, it looks fucking nothing like him.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad. The stunt double is obviously someone 30 years younger.
With like a pillow under his shirt. Yeah.
It's hilarious because they expect you to think like, oh yeah, this old guy who could barely walk mm-hmm. is just flipping and jumping off trees and rolling. And
yeah.
He's a ninja master. I guess they just really wanted the actor.
Maybe. They could have cast any Asian dude. Any.
He has to be old though. There's not a lot of old Asian guys that are ninja masters, right?
He didn't have to be old. He just had to be slightly older than her. Besides, Asians age well. They could have got a younger guy.
This guy looks like he's 120.
Oh, man.
Benedict? No, he's not Benedict.
Wong.
Victor Wong.
Yeah, don't make fun of Victor Wong.
Yeah.
Okay. You'll get hate mail.
Oh, shit. He's been watching good movies.
Yeah. This isn't one of them, but
no.
Sure.
No.
The fight choreography is awful.
Yeah, it's a bunch of silly, goofy stuff, and they throw in all the fight scenes. I guess whenever it got distributed, Disney picked it up as a distributor.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is way too violent. So they added a bunch of cartoon noises to all the people getting murdered. Because that makes it okay.
Yeah.
When someone's getting murdered, but it's goofy, it's like, oh, it's not real murder. It's fun murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Grandpa...
As long as you add in a boing sound effect, yeah, it's fine.
When you're beating someone in the head with a... when the superhuman strength child beats someone to death with a pipe wrench, as long as it makes a boing sound off of their skull cracking, it's fine.
Jesus, man. That fight on the boat, good God. He literally takes two pipe wrenches and links them together with a piece of chain and beats people with them. These were fucking heavy wrenches.
That was just Rocky.
Dude,
Colt rips a steel pipe, a steel conductor pipe with cables in it, and rips the cables and all off the wall and makes a nunchuck with it.
I would have shot this kid. I would have just shot this kid. There's no way I would attack this kid.
I would have walked away. I would have quit. Put down my ninja outfit and walked away because
like you just,
bullets do not work against this kid. This is superhuman.
You just beat down like 30 dudes.
Yeah.
And I'm the next one in line. I'm good. I'm good. Clocking out, calling it a day.
Yeah. Don't pay me enough for this shit.
Nope.
They didn't even train me. This is my first day on the job. They just handed me the suit and said, here's a gun. You're a ninja.
Put on this black outfit. You're a ninja now.
Go stand out in the dock and guard the ship.
Here, take this sword. It's all wobbly. Yeah, it's a rubber plastic. It's a rubber practice sword. You'll be okay. Oh, man. None of their katanas are even katana-y. They're all straight swords. They all look terrible. All their outfits look like it came from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Yeah, I don't know why they have goggles on.
Because they're getting beat in the face with wrenches.
I mean, that makes sense for the movie.
You wouldn't keep a pipe out of your eye.
Surely the pipes aren't real.
I don't know. I mean, it probably hurts pretty bad getting safety goggles knocked into your skull, too. So, I don't know. Which would you prefer? It's for the pepper bombs, man.
Oh.
It's for the pepper bombs.
Because they know all ninjas get
carry pepper bombs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
This is a common thing.
Well, Grandpa uses a smoke bomb to disappear and jump 30 feet in the air to a tree. That's what, another thing. During the scene with the bullies, Rocky has like a 5-foot vertical playing basketball.
Jesus, he dunks from the free throw line.
Yeah. It's Jordan level.
Yeah.
But this kid's 13 or something.
Yeah, he's like 4'9".
Yeah.
Dunking from half court.
All I'm saying is NBA missed out. They are borderline superheroes.
Jesus Christ. I felt bad for all the bad guys. I felt bad for all of them. I was just like, I wish these kids would just stop beating them. It's just mercy rules.
Yeah.
You won, dude. Just stop hitting them.
Then we get the home invasion scene.
Yeah.
Where the three potheads are trying to abduct the kids. And they got a babysitter.
Yeah.
They pose as a pizza man.
Yeah, they robbed a pizza guy.
Yep. And then...
That didn't get reported to the police, thank goodness.
Well, maybe they paid him off. No, they definitely robbed him.
Yeah, they definitely robbed him.
Yeah. Well, they could probably kill them, though, right?
Yeah.
So he just stuffed in the back of their van.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go up to the house and... They throw the babysitter into the closet there and lock her up and then decide, hey, let's eat some food before we kidnap these kids because I'm hungry.
Yeah.
Like you do on a home invasion.
Yeah. The kids wouldn't know. They're in their room.
Yeah. Yeah. They're probably asleep in their room, right?
Right.
It's late.
Or making noise, not paying attention.
Yeah.
Either or.
They're dumb little kids. And these are three grown men.
Yeah.
They proceed to get beat to death and tortured.
For a long time.
Yep.
They beat on these guys for a minute.
It's like 30 minutes of them just beating the shit out of these guys. Within minutes, they come up with this multi-phase plan. I don't know what phase two is. They never get there, thank God. I think phase two is killing them.
Yes. Yes. Phase one was beat them to a pulp and demoralize them.
Yep.
Phase two was
find weapons,
commit murder.
Because all it shows in phase two is them in the office trying to find different.
We were about to enact phase two.
Yeah.
He was sharpening a pair of steel scissors.
Yep.
And the other one had like a fucking spike or something, like a fire poker thing.
It looked like a curtain rod.
Almost, but it had a point on the end of it, like a spear.
Well, the curtain rods have those.
They were going to commit murder.
Yeah. Honestly, these guys are so stupid, it probably would have been a mercy killing.
Oh, man. This was literally 30 seconds away from being a Mr. Ballin podcast about three young boys joining together to commit their first murder.
Hey, man. You know... I don't know about California, but out in Florida, this would just be standing your ground.
Yep. castle law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Rocky just, first of all, Colt is locked into a white room, a room that's completely white.
Colt beats them harder than anybody else.
Yeah, just beats into them.
Yeah.
They finally let him out of there, and then... Rocky proceeds to beat up Fester, just destroying him.
Yeah. When he chokes the thing around his neck and drags him through the banister, then climbs back up the rope around the guy's neck, I'm just like, this dude's dead.
The ties. He ties a bunch of ties together.
And he just killed this guy.
Yeah.
He literally strangled him to death climbing back up this.
So, yeah. And then it's the stupidest thing. He ties the ties.
Yeah. To the banister.
The banister. And he's just laying there like he's choking.
When he clearly isn't choking.
But he's just laying on the ground. It's not like he's hanging.
At this point.
He could just stand up and then untie himself.
Dude, at this point, wouldn't you just stay down?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you just stay down?
I would. But it just doesn't make any... You can't... Just stand the fuck up!
No, I choose to drown in 2 foot of water. I do not.
Exactly.
I do not want to stand up.
It's like you fall into a puddle and drown.
I'm drowning. Just roll over, man. Just a little, yeah. Just breathe. No.
Stand up.
I don't want to.
The people aren't this stupid.
They're going to hit me again if I don't play along. Oh, man.
And then the other two, they pepper bomb.
Yeah.
And then
after Colt just beats them mercilessly, yeah, even longer. Oh, my God.
He beats them so bad, just buying time for Tone-Tone to make pepper bombs. That way they can torture them more before they murder
yes. Yes. We want to mace you before we murder yeah. you.
And then they put a bunch of an entire bottle of X-Lax into their Coke and tricking them into drinking that.
Yeah.
They pull their guns out finally. They decide, yeah, like, you know what? Hey, we have guns. Mm-hmm. We'll show these children.
Then they get beat up.
Rocky comes up, just beats them up, knocks the guns out of their hands, kicks them on the floor, knocks both of them on the ground.
Yeah.
Doesn't pick the guns up, just walks away.
Yeah, he doesn't need them.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, these things are useless.
Mm-hmm.
They can't possibly ever hurt us.
A Jedi would never use such a primitive weapon.
Yeah, but you think you would at least disarm your foes. But you know what? You're right. Jedis, they just walk blindly in the traps nonstop.
I just...
So that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. They just beat these guys for a very long time. For a very uncomfortable amount of time. This entire movie.
Yeah.
This entire movie is three adolescent children.
Superhero.
Beating grown men for an uncomfortable amount of time.
Borderline superhero children.
They do this constantly.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, at the end of the movies, at least they decide to start beating up children.
That one hallway scene, I'm just like, there's an axe on the wall. Just take the axe off the wall and defend yourself. These kids are just beating you. Take the axe off the wall and defend yourself. It's not like
they didn't have swords. The swords are useless too. What's an axe going to do?
I don't know. Maybe the swords are all just rubber practice swords and that axe is made out of real axe.
The swords are supposed to be real. They make metal noises whenever it hits stuff, okay?
No, they're not making metal noises. The ninjas are just going, shwing, shing, ching, ching. They're not making metal noises.
No, man, they're metal.
I did think that, you know, one thing that might have upped the stakes a little bit is when the ninjas are swinging their swords wildly. If they're just cutting things in the background, right? So when they were in the gym or whatever, as they were trying to get off the boat, because this boat has a fucking ninja gym in it.
Well, like all ninja boats do.
So they're going around all the gym equipment, right? And I'm just like, he's swinging the sword like all kinds of wild at this kid. Why don't he just like cut that fucking punching bag in half or something with his sword? Why aren't they just cutting some of these ropes in half while they swing at these kids with their sword? Make their weapons look scary? There's no danger. These kids are never in danger at all. They wholesale beat the shit out of people constantly.
Well, even the one scene where you had the scary guy with the sword with face paint on.
Yeah.
The Colt, who is a... an engineer,
yes,
immediately knows how the innards, the workings of pipes in a boat.
Everything in here is steampunk.
In a tanker boat. So yeah, he releases a pipe valve and it blows steam into this guy's face. And
he didn't even have to turn a valve.
No.
He literally could have just reached up there and ripped the fucking pipe in half.
He pulls a lever.
We've already saw him rip steel pipes out of the fucking wall.
Yeah. And then he picks up the guy's sword and just cuts him to pieces.
Yes.
But just his clothing. Because that's funny.
No, that guy would have been a bloody mess.
Oh, yeah. He chopped that guy to pieces.
Yeah. It would have been spray everywhere.
But that's just how a master is. He can use his weapon without hurting you.
Harry and Marv got off light.
Yeah, just a torch to the hair and a
yeah, stepping on some Christmas your face. Ornaments.
Yeah.
It could have been worse.
Yeah.
They could have been beat well, on. Well,
the dumbbell to the face probably murdered Harry and Mar. But anyways.
They could have been beat on for hours
yeah.
before they were finally mercilessly put down.
So then, back in the home invasion.
Yes.
The three bad guys have the, they trick little Emily into coming over.
Yeah.
Because.
She's dumb.
Well, when your love interest, the person you've loved your entire life, tells you to come over in the middle of the night, it's urgent, it's important, you rush right over.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think twice about it, even though it doesn't sound anything like him.
Right. We've already established this can phone sounds better than a fucking like AT&T or Verizon line.
Yeah. So you definitely be able to differentiate voices yeah. with it. But yeah, so she runs over and they capture her.
Mm-hmm.
That plan fails immediately.
Yeah.
Because two of them have to go shit themselves to death. And then the third one they just beat up.
Yeah.
Because guns are pointless.
Right.
And then the ninjas, which you think they would just sent the ninjas to begin with to kidnap these kids.
Yep. And just show up with ARs. It's like, you're coming with us. It's like, why? Why go with them? Just beat them here.
Yeah. But no, there was the one big guy that they couldn't beat up.
That poor guy.
Yeah.
That poor guy could barely walk.
They beat up the big old fat guy. Jesus, but he's the big lead ninja.
Yeah, he's the heavy.
And it's just some poor old fat Asian guy. And they beat all of his pressure points
yeah.
and then murder him with a heart attack.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty sure he has a heart attack.
He definitely falls dead with a heart attack yeah. at the end of this.
One thing I would like to point out is that it doesn't show the three potheads the rest of the movie because they technically failed. So I think they got murdered.
They got killed before the bad guy showed up.
Yep. Well, they were probably pretty much dead. But then when the FBI shows up, apparently, so after they take the kids, I'm guessing they murdered the babysitter, murdered the three potheads.
Yeah.
Because they failed. And they told him, like, I'll kill you if you fail me. The little girl, they just give her a note and say, hey, give this to their parents and let her go home.
Yeah.
And she does. They don't question her at all. They just let her. She comes up and hands a note to the mom. Is like, this is for you, and runs off. Not traumatized at all that she was just kidnapped and almost shot.
I don't like this little girl.
Yeah, you mentioned that.
I don't like this little girl at all. She's so huffy in blaming the three boys over shit that is entirely not their fault.
No, man. They're show-offs. The three of them are show-offs. They yeah. leave her behind. She gets robbed.
Yeah.
The bullies take her bike.
And it's obviously their fault that she got robbed.
It was.
Yeah.
They weren't there to protect her.
Well, what if they would have stayed at the grandpa's for another day and just came home a day late and just started school on the second day instead?
Well, I don't know.
Exactly. She would have just still got robbed.
Maybe she would have taken the bus. Apparently, they live in a bad neighborhood.
Apparently.
Fucking Mini Vanilla Ice is going around robbing kids and Debo taking bikes, okay?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, so then you get pretty much the final scene, which we've already described. The three kids are in the cell, and then the parents find out, oh, they've taken our kids. And the dad's like, oh, we're just going to send all the FBI over there. We know where they're at. They're on this boat. But Grandpa walks up and is like, no, I can take this. I can do it stealthily.
Yeah.
They probably should have sent the FBI because do you think they're actually going to murder the kids?
Yes. Yes. I think if they had the opportunity to, they would murder them.
I don't think they know how to use their guns.
Momentarily trapping them in a cell is the best they could do. Okay. We are talking about kids that are impervious to bullets.
Well, there you go. They couldn't murder them to begin with. So they let Grandpa go in. And, you know, take out sentries and rescue the kids is the plan. But the kids are way ahead of him. He's like, oh, we'll just rescue ourselves.
Yep.
And for some reason, they lock him in a room where they have a phone.
In the room. Yeah.
So they call the
help desk.
The ninja help desk. Go ahead. God, these guys. definitely need a fucking help desk. I'm pretty sure they couldn't lock a door without calling for help. And he's like, call this number back. I want to test it. And they call it back. It's like, what the fuck are you doing, Frank? And the kids are just like, oh, it's for you, guard outside. And the guard's like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. And just walks in and turns his back to the children. Where they commence to murder everyone that he knows as they escape off of this boat. Who the fuck left Frank in charge? Because of Frank, he let these unnatural monsters out of this prison to murder everyone on this boat.
Oh my God, man. If only their bloodlust and murder spree was contained to this boat.
If only.
They will carry it the rest of their lives. They immediately get off of this boat after the bad guys are beat, and then just go into town and start murdering other kids.
Yeah. That's the last scene in this movie, is they beat up the bullies.
Yeah.
The older bully, the fat black kid.
Yeah.
Rocky just beats the shit out of him. Even though the whole movie, Emily's makes like, stop showing off.
Makes a game of it.
Yeah. It just easily. This kid has no training. It's just obviously some probably just depressed fucking child with shitty parents. And they just
whip Rocky the shit out of him. Is the kind of sadistic bad guy who, after beating this man bloody, would have probably just licked the blood off his knuckles and then killed the next one.
Yep.
You want some too, Vanilla Ice?
Which Vanilla Ice rolls up on the girl's bike for some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they get their bikes back. All the kids just drop their bikes and fucking run away.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? I would throw my bike at that kid and run away from him. Jesus Christ.
I think I'd keep the bike because you can go faster fleeing on a bike than running.
Anyways, this is kind of the prequel to Brightburn.
If there were three Supermans. I mean, if Grandpa just hadn't have trained these murder machines, maybe none of this would have happened.
Jesus Christ.
I'm sorry. They care about the environment, though.
Yeah? Do they? Do they really?
Yeah.
Well, my bad.
And they never take a fight they can't win.
Yep. They need to make sure that they know that they can easily beat their opponents to a bloody mess before they will fight them.
Yeah. Even the ninja rules contradict themselves. That's literally, Grandpa says, you can't ever beat up someone weaker than you, but you can't ever take a fight. You can't win.
If you can win every fight, then that means everybody is going to be weaker than you that you fight.
Yep.
Yep.
Everyone is definitely weaker than these three kids.
I swear. If you told me that Rocky grew up into being Brock Lesnar, I'd probably believe it.
On the boat, they're hiding from these bad guys, and they're all just looking up, trying to find him.
Yeah.
And
you don't want these little fucking spider monkeys to land on your face, of all things. Jesus.
One of them standing next to this wood crate, and Tum-Tum. Tum-Tum's a little one. Mm-hmm. He's like, I don't know, 7 years old, maybe? Kicks her the box and just that kicks this guy.
Definitely not a child's leg.
No. No, it was definitely a mechanical leg kicking through this box.
Yeah.
But he just kicks through this box and then busts through and proceeds to beat the shit out of this guy.
But he has not the strength to get out of the box.
Yeah. But then the kids have to walk over and lift him out of the box. That's like 3 feet in the air.
Oh my God.
But yeah, so their fighting style. I could see that Rocky and Colt had some type of training, like just karate training.
Yeah.
But Tum-Tum, they just let him do what he wants. I mean, I'm sure he had a little bit of training, but they do this. He does this wind up. Yeah, he's too small.
Yeah.
And he does this little wind up punch half the time. It reminds me of Thor. You know, when Thor's like
winding his hammer up.
Yeah, spinning his hammer. That way he can launch it to go fly. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of that, where Thor, he's just winding up this arm to, like, you know, murder somebody.
Yeah. Oh, man. So, this was
Well, we get the final. We got to talk about the final fight scene between Grandpa and Snyder.
So yeah.
Snyder surrounds him with all of his bad guys and their guns. They realize they remember they had guns.
Yeah.
After the kids murder that old fat guy.
yes.
So then Grandpa has a one-on-one with Snyder.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an interesting fight because you can tell there's no scenes where the Grandpa's actually in them fighting.
Yeah, but Grandpa tells the boys, don't worry, I can win this. Because Grandpa's plan is, I have a sword, I'm going to just stab him. He doesn't have a sword, he's fighting me barehanded.
This
is a solid plan, Grandpa.
He launches the sword at Snyder like a missile.
Yeah.
It just flies straight at him, flies off in the distance.
Yeah.
And then immediately attacks him with the sword again. It returns to him.
Yeah.
So it's a magical sword.
It really is. It's an ancestral blade.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So it just has returning on it.
Yeah. It has innate magical enchantments.
Yeah. They have a little sword fight and fist fight. Grandpa's winning. So Snyder pepper bombs him. And blinding him. At the beginning of the fight, we have to mention that Tom Tom gave Grandpa a bunch of jelly beans for good luck.
It's amazing what jelly beans can do.
And apparently, Grandpa's holding these jelly beans in his hand the entire fight, I guess. But
he's got a fist around him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're right. Even though he's wielding a two-handed katana. Anyways. Snyder's winning and holding the Grandpa up. And he kills him with jelly beans.
Grandpa's definitely standing on a stool.
Yeah.
Snyder cannot lift this old fat Asian guy in the air.
You never know. But yeah, he's yelling at him and Grandpa shoves jelly beans in his mouth. And Snyder instantly starts choking. He's probably diabetic and his sugar, as we all know, instantly.
Yeah.
You know, murders you.
Can't help it.
If you shove jelly beans in my throat, I'd probably die immediately too.
Wouldn't this movie have been so much better if they would have got Steven Seagal to be the bad guy?
He would never do it, but yeah, it would have been pretty great.
It would have been so much better.
So then Grandpa beats up Snyder, and then Snyder grabs a gun, and then the FBI shows up and shoots Snyder. The day's saved.
Right.
And then they go out for pizza, which Granddad hates pizza.
Yeah.
Like Ninja Turtles, they have to. The only favorite food's pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this didn't hold up.
No, not at all. I will say this. I have zero idea how my parents watched this. Because my parents watched this just like I did, right? I mean, the first time.
Yeah.
But whenever I watched it, like, you know, another 5 or 10 times before we took the video back to the video store. Back in the good old Blockbuster days.
Yeah, you'd watch everything multiple times, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
That's what it is being a parent. You just got to deal with horrible fucking children shit, but you do it for your kids.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I suppose.
Like, even babysitting my niece and nephews, like, there are some shows I could not stand. But even when you get the bad, there's always some good, right? You get the silver lining. There's always some good with the bad.
At what age do you think you would have been like, yeah, this movie fucking sucks? What do you think the cutoff age was?
14.
14?
Yeah.
Man, it's got to be lower than that.
I don't know, man. I think a kid younger than that, you grew up, you like Ninja Turtles, you watch this as ninjas, and it's fun and funny. I think it'd be fine. I think like a 12, 13-year-old kid would still enjoy this. They'd just pretend to be a ninja and go around and beat up adults. They'd get shot.
Oh my god. Yeah, this is real bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is really bad. This is definitely a movie that should have never been watched again.
It was a success. It had a $6.5 million budget.
Yeah.
And it made $29 million and it had 2 sequels.
I mean, I get it. But watching this as an adult has definitely made me question my entire youth.
A lot of these movies we've been going back and watching has we're systematically destroying our childhoods.
Yeah. The more of this we watch, the more I sit here and I'm just like, am I mentally handicapped? Am I over here still making like macaroni pictures with glitter on it and eating paste? You would tell me if I wasn't normal, right?
You're perfectly normal. They drop a couple hard R's in here too. This is they back do. Early 90s. You could say retard all you want.
Mm-hmm.
I feel retarded for having watched this.
I just don't understand how this could be so bad. It does not make sense to me.
Honestly, going into it, when I mentioned it, I was like, yeah, let's do Three Ninjas. I enjoyed it as a child. It'd be fun. I thought this was actually going to be good.
Yeah.
I thought it was going to be an entertaining movie, at least.
No, but not at all.
Fuck, it was painful and boring.
Yeah.
Holy shit. And just, it just doesn't help that every bad guy in it is just uncomprehensible level of stupidity.
These are the kind of bad guys that need to be told to breathe unless they forget.
Yep. Yeah.
All your bad guys choked to death and fell over. I guess they took their headset off that was just saying, breathe, breathe, breathe over and over again.
Snyder doesn't need someone to train them. He needs a fucking teacher. These kids need to go back to school. Like, these adults need help. They need to be in a home somewhere, like a hospital, something. They need help.
It really does. As painful as it would be, it really just makes me want to watch all the rest of the fucking movies we watched when we were kids. I need to know. I need to know if they were all this bad. Right?
We've watched some of them.
We've watched some.
Yeah.
I mean, Home Alone wasn't this bad.
No.
Right?
Home Alone was still entertaining and good. But you got to think, all the action movies, you got like Die Hard and Demolition Man and stuff like that. They're still great.
Yeah, but those aren't kids' films. I'm talking about actual kids' films. I need to know if they're all this bad.
I mean, Ernest was good.
Yeah, Ernest was good. Ernest was really good. Ernest was like fucking Shakespeare compared to this.
I wouldn't go that far.
Dude. But
it was entertaining, at least.
These are the kind of people that would think Botswana overthrew the Ottoman Turks.
I bet there's a lot of people that think that.
Ernest isn't even this stupid. And he put his hand on a fucking stump and released a troll. Okay?
Do you think the kids could take the troll in his ultimate form?
You think
Troll versus Three Ninjas, who would win?
I think that troll would have ran screaming back into that tree stump.
Yeah.
Burrowing down to hell. He's like,
I'm going to turn these three kids to wood and shove them in my tree. Nope. The three kids beat the shit out of that troll.
Yes.
And sent him back to hell where he came from.
Yes. Milk may not kill you anymore, bitch, but it's going to hurt. Yeah.
I hear if you decapitate most monsters, that they die. Wow. Oh, what good strategies you have.
They would beat Trantor to death.
Poor Trantor.
Fuck, man. Ernest Scared Stupid would not have been a problem for these three. Like I said, Home Alone would have been a problem with these three. Harry and Marv would have been like, You're right. We don't want this house. We're going to go. Yeah. We're going to go. No harm, no foul.
No. You don't just get to walk away at that point.
No.
Once you're in their den.
You're too deep in now.
Once you're there, they're going to torture you.
Yeah.
Before they decide to murder you.
To make their daddy proud of all things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got to make our dad real proud.
We
got to
make our dad proud of our ninja powers.
Yeah. That way we can keep training.
To death.
If dad thinks we're murder hobos, he's never going to let us keep training. If we can't defend ourselves and something out of our training.
Jesus. I think these three kids could have beat up Black Adam. I think these three kids could have beat up Shazam. And the entire Shazam crew.
Maybe that's a prequel. Maybe they have Shazam powers.
Man, dude. I think these three kids could take Chuck Norris.
Whoa. Whoa. That's crossing the line.
I think they could easily take Chuck Norris.
I mean, Probably. I think Tum Tum's an endless void. I think he could just swallow anyone whole.
He's here to eat your sins and regret.
Yeah. He feeds off your fear.
God.
The eater of men. Tum Tum.
It's fucking terrifying, is it not? It's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, you only thought Cthulhu was fucking scary.
Jesus, man. You're just walking down a back alley, trying to get your keys out of your pocket to get into the door, and you see a shadow in the distance. And it's just one of these fuckers standing there. It's like, I know what you did.
I'm so sorry. Don't hit me.
You littered. I like the environment. I saw you drop that rubber.
This is a fight I know I can win.
Oh, man.
I'm honest and good, said the ninja.
I'm honestly going to beat your ass real good. But nah, I'm done with this.
Yeah. Don't let your kids watch this shit.
No, God, no.
I'd give this like a 9. It's
up there.
Yeah. On hate meter, I'd go 9 out of 10 because
this literally you had to drag me kicking and screaming through this movie. I did not want to finish this.
Like, yeah, I did.
If we weren't doing this today, I would not have finished this. I would never have finished this. Yeah. It's a 9 for me, definitely. Like I said, it's not racist enough to be 10, even though
there was a borderline hate crime.
Yeah, even though there was a hate crime in here, and we're trying to pass their Mexican mother off as Asian.
Yeah.
But we'll give that a pass, because if we don't, they'll find us and kill us.
They're out there. The Legend of the Three Ninjas. You give us a bad review, we'll show up and murder you.
This is really good.
I love it.
Best movie I ever saw.
This is my whole childhood.
Please don't eat my soul.
No, Tum Tum. All right. Thanks for joining us, guys.
Yeah. See you later.
Bye.